Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society University. And this is the work of the chaplain, Lesson 60. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics, the fundamentals of this profession. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, which says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Dr. Randy White. He said, "The chaplain has a role and a purpose and is trained and ready to carry it out and waiting to be deployed at a moment's notice. We ought to celebrate that." In this podcast regarding the work of the chaplain, we are going through the fine book titled The Work of the Chaplain by Naomi K. Paget and Janet R. McCormick. Our topic today is First Responder Chaplaincy, Part 12, Crisis Intervention and Disaster Chaplaincy. One of the fastest growing areas of chaplain specialization is in crisis or disaster intervention. Crisis chaplains are often employed by an institution and respond to community crisis as an extension of the institution's service to the community. Most chaplains respond to crisis within their own organizations, the military, the hospital, the police department, etc. But others respond to the general community during community emergencies. Crisis chaplains often serve multiple agencies and usually respond Crisis chaplains often serve multiple agencies and usually respond to the general community of victims during the crisis. Victims may include direct victims, innocent bystanders, rescue and relief workers, other first responders, and even the perpetrators of crimes, that is, the arsonist who starts the forest fire, the drunk driver who causes the multi-car fatality, or the terrorist who plants the bomb. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray for all of the crisis chaplains across this country and around the globe. And Lord, we pray that you will prepare them and use them for your glory, praise, and honor. And Lord, we pray that you would call many more to this great calling. And in the end, we pray that souls would be saved by your grace, Christians would be encouraged. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life, and that I have broken your commandments, and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.